Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Over and
yes. Hey, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Happy New Year's, everybody. Come on, man.
Eastside Funk is where I stay. We ball and parlay and glisten with a glaze. Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade.
Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. It's 2023. Hello, man.
Stay paid.
Hey.
Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes.
I wanna know who I am.
Just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Well, welcome back to another episode of the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network with us on tonight. The phone lines are lit up, man.
Yes, they are.
Oh, jeez. The phone lines are lit up tonight. All of you that we see you coming in on the network. Mm-hmm. We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Man, we excited. Is why? Because we made it.
We made it.
Me just didn't make it. We was one of the ones.
Right.
It is a new year.
Yes. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year's out there to everybody.
Yes.
We're excited that you guys are joining us on tonight. Man, may God have afforded us to make another year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have crossed over.
We have.
Uh-huh. We're going to be free in 2023.
Right.
We're so glad that all you guys are coming in on tonight, on the network, on tonight, on the phone lines tonight. This is We Talk Radio Network. We've been around here for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going on into our 12th year, we've been celebrating and just having a good time over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we on all social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Man, we on about 50 other platforms around here, huh, man?
Yes.
Won't you give us some of them sites for those of you in the 2023? You want to follow this great network? You can go to some of these sites and follow all these great shows that's over here on this network. Man, give me a few of those sites.
So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
That's just a few, huh?
That's just a few.
I listen to We Talk on Spotify. Sometimes I come in and holler, Alexa, hook me up to We Talk Radio Network. But,
right.
I normally listen on Spotify. So you can go over there on Spotify and all these different networks and pull up We Talk Radio Network. And, man, you could join all these shows. We have something for you every day of the week over here, huh, man?
Right.
We want to thank all of you guys. Listen, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday night. Listen, it's a different time zone because we are all around the globe. Man, we are all over there in Canada. What is it? Canada, I see, Russia, India, United Kingdom, South Africa, and the United States. Man, we're heard everywhere, huh, man?
Right.
But we want to thank you guys that join the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Man, it is 9 p.m. and we have made it to a new year. This time last year, we were celebrating Christmas.
Right.
Well, man, we are so peacock proud and hyena happy that you guys are joining us on tonight. Listen, we got a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can follow us on our YouTube channel. You can go to our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe from We Talk Radio Network?
You just hit the subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so that you can be notified when we upload new content here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, man. And so you can go to our bookstore. Listen, we got a lot of great things you can get into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're in 2023.
We are in 2023.
Oh, boy. We're excited to. Hope you have had a blessed New Year's on today. Hope you sit back and did whatever you was going to do today.
Right.
you started the new year out right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we started out last night. Listen here. What did you do last night for New Year's? Where were you at last night at 12 o'clock noon?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it was exciting to bring it. I was taking communion.
Right.
Those of you that listen to this show, you know I'm a part of the Potter's House. Down here in Dallas, Texas, in the Metroplex, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas Metroplex, and Fort Worth Metroplex. All of you people over there in Funky Town. Hello, Fort Porter. Where? Yeah,
right.
we took communion over at the Potter's house last night. We bring the new year in, you know, just honoring God.
Right.
Yes, and so all of you that hopefully you did your service. A lot of people did watch night. A lot of people just stayed at home, man, because they didn't want to be out on these streets. There was a lot of shooting. It was a lot of gunshots going off last night, man.
That is so true.
Firecrackers and guns. That's
right.
All I heard. But hopefully you had a great, great New Year's Eve, and hopefully you had a blessed day on today.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a marvelous day on today. Man, we just glad to be back for another year over here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
How you doing, Miss Kia D? You know, what's the dealio? She's on the network listening on tonight. See, the network is like it's about to blow up.
It is lit.
And we want to thank all of you guys on the network on tonight. Why? Because, Amanda, we got an interview that we were going to do tonight. And so, unfortunately, I think I do have my oldest brother is on the line tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Dale, just Keith Massington. And we was bringing him on to interview him tonight. Because he's a miracle walking man.
Right.
Man, he have a powerful testimony. Man, I tell you, God have raised him up. Why? Because, what was it, in June 28th of last year,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm already saying last year. Last year was yesterday. You know, we into the new year. June the 28th, around 24 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
He coded.
Yes.
And his lovely wife, Miss Latarja Master, my sister-in-law, you know, they life changed that particular night,
mm-hmm.
And man, I tell you, it's just an awesome thing to see how God can work a miracle, and He's a miracle worker. So we call this testimony a miracle testimony, and he coded three times.
Yes,
that means somebody said, "What that mean? That means he died three times,
mm-hmm.
But he's living."
Yes,
and we got him on the phone line tonight,
mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he have come down with the flu. He have come down with the flu, and so we're going to have to reschedule this interview, because let me see if I can bring him in here. I see his number on here. Let me see if I can bring my brother. His name is Deldris Massington, and I'm Eldris Massington. I'm E-Man. A lot of people don't even know that, man.
Right.
And I'm E-Man, but I got my oldest brother on the line. Hello, Deldris. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantabulous, man. You under the weather, huh?
Yeah, I went out yesterday and came back in last night, and I got sick. I caught something out in the air, even though I had a mask, but I've been sick all day.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I got the flu, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to do the show. I was surprised.
I understand. Well, we'll reschedule you and bring you back when you're feeling better. You know, it's this bug going around. You know, they got so many different bugs going around. It
mm-hmm.
ain't the flu, it's COVID, it's RVT, RVC, all type of stuff going around. But, yeah, you sound like you're under the weather. You done been in all day, huh?
Yeah, I've been asleep all day. I took some medication. It don't seem to be working. I'm probably going to go to the mm-hmm. doctor tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
we're not going
to. I was looking forward to it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just looking forward to the show. I was all prepared, but when I got back in yesterday, like I said, I don't know. I just got really sick. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we understand. You know, we can all we reschedule and bring you back, because this is a interview that we want to all of those on the We Talk Radio Network. Man, you got the phone lines lit up tonight. You got
right.
The network. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a miracle walking. This is my hero right here. This is my oldest brother. You know, Deldris Massington, I'm Eldris. And, you know, we've been airing your show and been airing your testimony. And we just going to sit back and we'll bring it back when you're feeling better in a week or so and do the interview.
Right.
Because we feel like your story need to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And God allowed you to make another year, which your birthday is tomorrow, right? Ain't your birthday tomorrow, January the 3rd?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, day the 1st, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and man, he allowed you to make another year, and your birthday coming up. So we'll have to have you back next Sunday night if you're feeling better. You know, bring you right on back on here, and we'll just do the interview then. I won't try to keep you tonight if you're not feeling well.
All
you
right,
do that for our listeners.
I will be believing God that I'm feeling well because I definitely want to share my testimony.
Well, you'll be all right. Just you know, that's why I you know because this is a men's show. This is why I feel like men and Keith. You know, this is why we always keep talking about going to the doctor, getting yourself checked out, and you know, I live in the doctor's office, huh, Keith? It ain't so happy to me. I'm running, huh? But yeah, man, we won't try to hold you up because I know you're up under medication right now, and I know you are not feeling well. And when you told me that today, I mean, I do understand. So we're going to keep lifting you up. But he is doing well, and just unfortunately, you know, you came down with that bug that's traveling around, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, man, you get you some rest, and we'll try to have you on next Sunday night or the Sunday night after you feel better.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to next Sunday night whenever I'm ready. I'll be ready.
Okay. Well, you get you some rest, and thank you for calling and share that with us and our listeners.
All right.
All right. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is my. That's one of my heroes right there because, you know, I got two brothers, and that's my old brother, Mandy. Mm-hmm. And like I say, he coded three times.
Yes.
He coded at the house, and my sister-in-law called the ambulance, and then he coded again,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the way to the hospital.
Yes.
And what was interesting about it all, you know, she shared, and because, you know, his testimony is floating around out there on YouTube. You can
mm-hmm.
go to the link and they have their testimony out there. She talked about her driving behind the ambulance mm-hmm. truck, and the siren was going when they left the house.
Right.
And it was just going and going, and all of a sudden they turned the sirens on, but they left the lights on.
Yeah.
And she just knew he gone again.
Yes.
And then he turned around and got to the hospital, and then he coded again.
Yes, it was a total of 23 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All three codings
mm-hmm.
Combined, 23 minutes. But, you know, it's amazing because I just really want to get into Deldrick's testimony because mm-hmm. he talked about, first of all, his wife, you know, she talked about prayer and the
mm-hmm.
instruction that she received from the Lord during the time he was in the hospital
mm-hmm.
and also how he was in critical condition too.
Mm-hmm.
She went home and she laid her clothes out just in case she received a phone call from the hospital
mm-hmm.
and the story went on and on
mm-hmm.
but it's a beautiful turnaround, and it takes one to a next level of faith.
Right. Which you know, and because he is a walking testimony, there's nothing wrong with him. Because but 2 months ago we rode with him down to Houston. We went
right.
to Houston, and
mm-hmm.
we rode. He drove all the way to Houston. We didn't even let me drive back.
Right.
He drove all the way to Houston and drove all the way back because he is completely healed. He's a walking miracle. He had no brain damage. No nothing.
As you stated, E-Man, the testimony is on YouTube, and. When he stated that he had about 10 doctors in his room,
mm-hmm.
and even what it sounded like, the condition he was facing prior to, now there is no condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's completely healed.
Right.
And even the doctors, all the doctors in the room, he had a doctor checking his liver, kidney,
mm-hmm.
heart.
Right.
The doctors told him that he was a walking miracle.
Right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are lit up tonight. The network is lit up. Deacon Masson just hung up just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's a deacon at his church.
Yes.
You know, he's been in ministry over 20-something years, and he has served in ministry, and he, you know, he's a deacon, and he's a husband. He's a, you know, that's my oldest brother. That's my hero.
Mm-hmm.
I got two brothers. Him,
mm-hmm.
him and my youngest brother is my hero. That's who I look up to.
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying? And he just hung up. He caught the flu. He said he went out yesterday, and the day he's been sick all day. He called me just a little while ago. He said, "Man, I'm sick." I said, "Huh?" He said, "I don't know. I got the flu." I was like, "What?" I said, "Really?" And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to reschedule and bring Deacon Massington back, which is Deldrick Massington, which is my oldest brother. we're going to bring him back because he's eager to share his testimony. Mm-hmm. Because it brings me to what my pastor, Bishop Jakes, taught about last night. Bishop Jakes was teaching us last night, Mandy. He was talking about a steward for this season.
Mm-hmm.
What was his sermon last night? I can't forget the name of the sermon now. It just went out of my head that quick. And a steward of another chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Bishop Jakes was talking about. Us being a steward of another chance, and he was talking about talent.
Mm-hmm.
And if God afforded give you a talent or give you another chance, what are you going to do with that chance?
Mm.
We into 2023 now. 2022 is gone.
Right.
And so here we are. So what are you going to do with the chance that God have given you this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was talking about, what are you going to do with the chance that God is going to afford you and give to you?
Right.
And so Deacon Masson got another chance to live.
Right.
And it's one of those things. And then his birthday is coming up Tuesday, January the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things, Mandy, where, you know, we're in a new year. We're in a new season. Mm-hmm. It's new year. Are you going to bring the same problems that you had last year over to this year?
Mm.
Or are you going to take what God have afforded you this year and do something different? You know, because what I got out of the sermon last night, a lot of times, Mandy, we keep every year doing the same thing over and over and over,
yes,
not understanding what God is asking of us.
Yes.
And the way Bishop Jake explained it last night, you know, you got to give God something back. Yes, he said he told us last night, 2023, you got to give God something back. In other words, if he gave you five talents, you got to give him 10.
Mm-hmm.
If he gave you four, you got to give him 8. If not, he gonna ding a down around it and dung around it, and then he cut it down. What does that suggest? A lot of people just rehashing and keep doing the same thing. I'm talking in ministry. I'm talking at home. Some people, this is what they do. They get up and go to work, punch in, come back home, get up and go to work. They just existing. Why? Because you haven't learned that God expects something back from you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so those of you that's on the net, because the phone lines are lit up tonight, unfortunately, you will do this disclaimer. We'll have Deldridge Massing to a walking testimony, a miracle testimony. We'll have him. He'll be fine next Sunday night. We'll bring him right back next Sunday night. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, today he went out less. He was feeling so good yesterday because it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And that we're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We have had some strange weather,
mm-hmm,
but this weekend it was warm. Last weekend it was cold, Christmas weekend. And this weekend it was cold, and he said they went out yesterday, and this morning he woke up feeling, he said he has the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't trying to hold him because he's under medication. He'll probably start talking crazy here in a minute. But we'll have him back on, and he'll share his testimony. And you got same people that's listening tonight, come back on the network. We'll promote it again this week and bring him right on back. But the show must go on.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're around the domino table tonight. You all got the E-Man After Show on tonight. Man, we just excited about being in the new year. Guess what's happening at 9:35?
Yes, we have our segment.
We have our segment with Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we want you guys to keep it locked for that because Fred Bell, you know, he'll be back next year along with us.
Yes.
we know you guys been enjoying that segment, and we're going to be he'll be running, doing this segment all year long over here on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow Fred D.Bell on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, and contact him on Facebook, a messenger, and he'll actually send you them segments to you. He'll text them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you guys, you know, enjoying this segment, you're showing that you're enjoying this segment because you keep coming back. Well,
right. His segments are floating a little bit of everywhere because you send them out, I send them, I forward them.
Mm-hmm.
People that we send them to, they forward his segments. So his segments are out there, but they're very powerful. So you want to make sure that you stay tuned on the E-Man After Show and listen to his segments every Sunday night,
mm-hmm,
at
9:35. Not 8:35, maybe.
I got it. 9:35 Central Standard Time. We people that call in to listen to his segment.
Right.
They'll call in around 9:34. They'll call in around 9:34.
Right now they start calling in.
And they'll stay on the line, and after the segment they release the line. But that is awesome to have that type of support.
Right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are into the new year. Shout out to all of you that's around the globe tonight, and whatever time zone you're in, you celebrated the new year. What did you do for New Year? Do you want to wish someone a happy new year? You can call us up here at 563-999-3456. If you want to wish someone happy new year, you can hit option one, and we'll bring you into the conversation tonight. I know a lot of you on the phone line tonight was wanted to hear this powerful testimony. You wanted to witness a miracle.
Yes.
And Deacon Massington was with us a few minutes ago. He's a deacon at his church. It's Deldridge Massington. And unfortunately, he got the flu today, last night. He ended up with the flu, and he's up under medication right now. And we weren't going to try to hold him tonight, because we want to hear him and his wife in entirety, them telling about, you know, what that episode and what happened.
And the testimony is very touching, very touching. And to hear both perspectives, to hear the experience of the wife, the experience of Deldridge, and also those that he reached out to, such as his pastor, you know, or she reached out to, I'm sorry, such as their pastor, and just the process of what they endured, and the faith of the wife, you know, faith to intercede for him, and also to listen to the directives of the Lord. And also when Deldridge, we can't get too far into his testimony, but just the end, him waking up and saying, you know, I'm still alive. He talked a little bit about, you know, wanting to see his daughter graduate, having the opportunity, waking up in enough time to see his daughter graduate. So there's so many dynamics to his story. So you guys want to make sure that you tune in next week on We Talk Radio Network, which is the E-Man After Show, to listen to this powerful testimony.
Yeah, we'll bring it back next Sunday night. Ain't nobody hung up, so I guess they're going to listen. But we thank all of you. I'm scrolling down. The phone lines are lit up tonight. The network is lit up tonight. We want to thank all of you guys that chimed in on tonight. Why? Because, I want you guys to listen to this testimony, because let it be encouragement to you, because somebody's marriage is Cody.
Right.
You're on your third coat. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You done coated twice. Your husband done left and came back. You done left and came back. Our attorney, you know, somebody's business is Cody. Somebody's family is Cody.
Yes.
You know, it's a metaphor.
Right.
In other words, God can raise him from the dead. He can raise your marriage from the dead.
That's right.
You understand? It's all about that kind of faith walk that you have.
That's right.
But, man, we so peacock proud. Man, Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Man, we just come off the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Boy, I tell you, listen, this year here is going to be off the chain, because I'm excited. I'm on a tiptoe expectation to see what all this year is going to afford us. Why? Because God has given us another year. As Bishop Jake shared last night, what are we going to do with gear? You know, how are we going to handle this year? Are we going to be a good steward over the year that God have afforded us this year? And I just really love the way he broke that sermon down, because that teaching down, because if it's your business, if it's your family, what kind of steward over you in the things that God is calling for you to do, and what is he asking for you to do? What are you going to give him? Are you going to give him the same thing that you gave him the last 2 years? Because, you know, a lot of people, man, that they make a lot of resolutions. Oh, I'm going to do this different. I'm going to lose a lot of weight. For January, they done got off that plan. You know, I'm gonna walk off. I mean, even me and you said that last year. We worked out, but we got so busy until all that walking and working out, they got put on the back burner. We started out strong.
Yeah, listen. Now you are the coach of that workout, okay? You are the coach.
Listen, we made
we definitely, and a lot of times you said something. We started out strong. A lot of times we start out strong, right?
Right, in
our projects, assignments, whatever the case may be, but can we finish?
Right, right.
Can we finish? So Eldred, you asked, what are we going to do this year? I believe a lot of us are going to complete. Completion. And then I also believe there's a lot of things that people have tried to do within the last 3 years that they will complete this year.
Right, right, right. So ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines tonight on the network, yeah, we so excited that you guys are here on tonight. We're made it into a new year. And so we want to know what you're going to do. Are you going to be a good steward over the year that God has afforded you?
Mm-hmm.
He afforded you to make it another year. What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you just, is it going to be, you know, like it was last year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to get that book written this year?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get that project done?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Are you going to, what are you going to do with what God afforded you? He didn't just allow you to be here just to take up, you know, space.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times, man, then just like Bishop Jakes was saying on last night, you know, a lot of us, we miss it because we think, basically when he was talking about the talent that I really enjoyed, when he was really talking, he was explaining really the talent, you know, how you really have to give God something back.
Right.
If not, this year, God said he's going to ding around it and he's going to dung around it. What does that mean? That means he's going to dig up the things that's keeping it from growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some stuff you're going to lose this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff, you know, you've been doing and it ain't in your head you think it's in God's head. He don't think it's
mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's going to assist in doing what we see others do. I mean, man, it was so powerful last night, but that was a good sermon. Hopefully you did your watch night service at your church. I'm quite sure your leader gave you a good sermon. And and those of you went to church today, hopefully you was blessed and had a best service today. And those of you that, wherever you club you went to, I hope you had a good time. You know, hope you turned up. Whatever you did, I hope you did it to the fullest. You know, I hope you enjoyed yourself. We hope you brought the new year in the way that you chose to grow. Because, you know, we're getting ready to go to Fred Bell segment here in a few minutes. I remember the year I went to New York just to see the ball drop.
Uh-huh.
We flew to New York
uh-huh.
just to see the ball drop.
Right.
And it was cold up there. Steve Harvey was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And after it dropped, Mandy, we turned around, got back on the plane, came right back to Dallas. That's all we went for.
Right.
We weren't trying to stay nowhere. We just went to see the ball drop.
It
was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went, it was an experience to go. Why? Because I wanted to, that year we wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just want to do the same old traditional thing that everybody do.
Right.
And so what am I suggesting to you in life? You know, just don't keep doing rehashing and doing the same old thing. I think if someone said it this way, sanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and looking for a different result. So what are you going to do this year? What are you going to take this year and make it be in your life? If it's in your home, if it's in your job,
mm-hmm.
if it's, you know, in your church. He's asking of you.
Yeah, I listened to you earlier talk about the digging, you know, how God was going to remove some things. And it's okay. It's okay to reset so that we can grow and flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when we start something, and even though it may not turn out the way we think it should be, right, or it may not be the end goal, a lot of times people are afraid to let go. But it's okay to let go and just reset so that whatever vision that we're walking out, we can walk it out correctly.
Yes. And this sermon was a steward of a second chance. In other words, God gave us another chance this year.
Yes.
I was sitting here trying to think, what was Bishop Jerry? You know how you I paid real close attention to what he was saying on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, shout out to Mr. T. Smiley. We want to shout out to all you guys.
Shout
the phone lines are lit up. They already hit an option one. And to those of you that's coming on the network tonight, we got 1 minute. We're going to Fred Bell Bell segment. Mm-hmm. But those of you that are still calling in and on the network tonight, Deldrick Keith Massington, which is my oldest brother, mm-hmm. we were going to interview him tonight, but he came down with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll bring him back next Sunday night. He'll get real this week.
He will.
And he'll come back next Sunday night. So you join us again next Sunday night. That's how we do this over here on We Talk Radio Network. Because, you know, it's just like Bishop Jakes was saying last night, some things are just out of our control.
That's right.
You know, and so, and I do like this part, and we getting ready to go to Fred Bell Stedman because we got 1 minute. You know, I started to take Bishop Jakes some money when he said this, man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quit deeming everything to be the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, everything is not attack of the devil.
Right.
You understand what I'm
right.
saying? And he said, you know, so many of you are... You're so, you know, believing that life and things God give you, when it don't work out, you say it's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shoot, that's worth going to pay him for right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, man, today, when they're doing things in life, obstacles going to happen.
That's right.
Setbacks going to happen. But you can't deem everything in life to be demonic, because everything is not demonic.
Mm-mm.
And it was so powerful. So, man, let's get ready to go to our segment. We got Mr. Fred Bell on the line tonight. I think I see, I'm about to scroll down. So many people on there. I believe he's on there tonight. But we're going to do his segment. This is his segment for his first segment of the year.
Yeah.
In 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Check it out.
You are now tuned in
to Encouragement
for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
As we sit here tonight, we're embarking on a new year. A brand new year of 365 days that have turned from the last time. And we're lucky because God has promised us something that we couldn't promise ourselves. We all know that the day is not promised, but God has ordained this day for you. And when we sit here on the new year of January 1st, 2023, we will make a resolution. We made a resolution last year. We may have made a resolution the year before. Did we make a resolution to spend more time with family and friends? Did we make a resolution to get married? Or did we make a resolution just to be a better person? But sometimes those resolutions, those promises that we make to ourselves, they don't come to pass. Or somehow we break those resolutions. And then sometimes we may feel like we fail because this same resolution we made this year, we made last year. We made the year before. We even made that same resolution 5 years ago. But did you know life is a marathon race? It's not a sprint. Things may take longer for you than you thought they would. But you can't water down your dreams. Don't settle for less than what you know God has put in your heart. You don't have to make everything happen on your own strength. If you pray to God and ask Him to do it on His strength, He's willing to help you, but you have to ask. We should all use our gifts to do what we can do. But we don't have to force things. All you have to do is keep abiding, and your breakthrough will come through. At the right time, you're going to see God manifest His majestic power in your life. But in the meantime, you just have to relax. Enjoy where you are while you are waiting for things to change. Because when you wait for things to change and you wait with God, you will have the pleasure that is unthinkable in your life. Because you're waiting with Him. But sometimes we won't pass the test. We get frustrated by what hasn't happened. But we don't focus on what is happening in our lives. God is going to manifest you in 2023. But what you have to do, you have to stay close to God. You have to be connected to the vine, because that is where your strength is coming from. That's where the favor and the blessing of God is manifested. So don't get weary because 2020 didn't go your way. Don't get discouraged because 2021 things didn't happen either. And don't get down because in 2022, you still weren't where you were supposed to be. Because in 2023, it's a brand new year. And this is the year that God has manifested his power in you. But you have to be connected to the vine. You have to stay connected to God. So in 2023, let's make a commitment. Let's make a resolution to stay closer to him, to be with him, and watch God change things. You have heard another encouraging word on the first year of 2023 on day one from Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short and got backed up, much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Wrong, and you can make it right with some holy conviction. We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all. Attention, 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 all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DB signing off on We Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Me and Man is in the building. We're holding it down tonight, man.
Yep.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New
Year. Man, we've been having just a great day on today, man. We've just been having a blessed weekend. And, man, we so excited and delighted that you guys are on the phone lines tonight. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing this disclaimer because Deogis Massington, which is my oldest brother, he came on tonight to give his testimony, but unfortunately he caught the flu. And catching the flu, Mandy, his voice is gone a little bit, and he's under the weather. He's under medication. So we'll bring him back next Sunday night. So you guys, are you saying people on there tonight? Come on back next Sunday night, and we'll do the interview with him and his wife on next Sunday night. It is just powerful to know, you know, I know God worked a miracle, you know, and so he's a walking miracle. And I know there's a lot of people, they, you know, even his interview, he talked about Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
God raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, he's a modern day Lazarus because God raised him. He don't have to use Lazarus' testimony anymore. He have his own.
Yes,
and he know in 2023, 2022, he have been, because he literally died 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, just, he died for 23 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all his organs. He, you know, he drove us down to Houston a couple of months ago, you know, drove all the way and all the way back just to prove to the devil I'm healed.
Yeah.
You understand? But unfortunately, he caught the flu. So, and this is why we share around this show here, the E-Man After Show, how important it is for us men to get our health checked. And hopefully you are taking your vitamins. And because, you know, I stay on my vitamins. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I go to the doctor periodically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do all of my checkups. I did mine, my last annual, a few weeks ago. Everything came back okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything was good. And so we want to continue for you men. We want to, this year, going into 2023, as we was listening to Fred Bell. You listen, Fred Bell's segment was off the chain.
Yes,
because, you know, he was talking about some of the stuff I was talking about when he was talking about we make resolutions and we break them and stuff like that. I mean, I was just saying that, and I've been saying that, and I was saying that on your show just as well. You know how we sit out to say we're going to do this year, we're going to do that, and then we procrastinate and never get it done.
Right.
And you have to be, and what I learned in last night, you have to be consistent and persistent. This is why we're persistent in doing both of these shows. Why? Because we've been afforded with these shows to have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
We do 3 radio shows, and I've had people ask me how we do that.
Right.
Because what I understood out of what my pastor was sharing last night, everybody don't have the same capacity mm-hmm. in what God give them. If whatever God give you, if it ain't but one thing, work it to the fullest.
Right.
What he give me, he may not give you. And so as Bishop Jakes was teaching us last night, it's not as wise to compare yourself
mm-hmm.
with others.
Right.
You know, because some people look at, you know, they just doing the radio. You don't even have a clue what goes on to do any radio show. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And this young lady, Miss Kia Davis, that had this network over here,
mm-hmm.
the 12 years she had put in, you don't have a clue.
That's right.
You know, and so you might say, oh, they just sitting at the microphone saying, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It is a lot of hard labor. It's people behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we are all around the globe. We're being heard in different time zones right now.
Mm-hmm.
And God afforded us, man, to do three shows. We
mm-hmm.
do two over there on your network, which is Blog Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Well, a lot of sometimes people, how do you work and do all of that? Because you don't have my same capacity.
That's right.
You don't, you know, and what God have for me, you'll pass out trying to do a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
I may do it effortless. Why? Because I've been called to it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, and that's okay. That's okay because we're all called to something
mm-hmm.
and things and different projects, and we have different lanes. It's just that we, as people, we have to embrace the lane that we're called to, or lanes that we are called to. You're right, Eman. People often ask, how do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
how do we do it? You have all these, you know, classes, of course, you assist in that stuff because you do production, you
mm-hmm.
know, and filming and whatever else the case may be. But a lot of people say, how do you guys find the time and also
mm-hmm.
work a full-time job?
Right, right,
so,
right.
So we're all called to working diligently in the lane that you're called to.
And so last night as I was listening to my pastor, he was teaching,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to bring some of the fellas in, and I see them. I had to stroll down. And it would have been nice if y'all hit option one. Y'all have been up at the top of the queue.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I found some of the fellas' numbers. I'm going to bring Deacon Bell in here. I think I got him on the line. Deacon Fred Bell, welcome to the E-Man After Show, sir. Happy New Year's to you. He watching the game. He watching Pittsburgh. Happy New Year's to you, Deacon Fred Bell. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, your Pittsburgh getting killed right about now, 13-9. What? That's some ugly numbers.
Nah, they're only losing by 4 points.
They got nine. What did they kick? Three field goals?
Yeah, three field goals. They kicked too many field goals.
Yeah, I just turned it on in the studio. Uh-huh. Well, man, Happy New Year's to you, man. How you doing?
No, same as you. Well, I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, me and Mandy just sitting here chilling like a bug, man. We had turned the game on, and unfortunately, my brother was going to be with us tonight, but he caught the flu, so we'll have him back next Sunday night. Yes, yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah, I see a few of you guys. Let me see if I can bring this caller in. I believe this is Dwayne.
Okay.
Dwayne, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, man, Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you. I know when you called me earlier, I was in a filming. So
This morning. Yeah, I was, I texted you this morning because I'll tell you later on. But, I texted you this morning. I knew you was working this morning, but, glad to have you, man, on the E-Man After Show. Unfortunately, my brother was going to give his testimony tonight. He'll be back next night. He caught the flu today.
I want to wish you and Sister Mandy a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And glad that y'all finished strong as far as the radio station and your marriage. You know, now we're embarking on a new year. Well, actually, we have already crossed over today.
For sure.
So we're in New Year. And we're going to
mm-hmm.
continue to be your brother because I was praying for him when he was going through his trials and tribulations. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't realize that it was as bad as it was because in the midst of a storm, you were really calm. You were really calm, and I will say that. You know, so I didn't realize that he coded three times. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm a type person that you get hysterical. I get hysterical. Yeah, but you were real calm going through.
Well, and you know what? You know what that comes from, Dwayne, because even our pastor Jakes last night, he talked about that last night. You know, some people can wear their storms and nobody even never know they're going through it. But he talked about it from the grace. It is the grace of. It ain't nothing I did. It's just God's grace. And then he talked about it. Bishop was talking about it, Dwayne, from the standpoint of you really. This is what faith is all about. It don't mean you're not weary. It don't mean any of that. But when God gives you so much, when you really know the God that you say you serve and you really trust Him, because a lot of people say they trust God. When you say that, Deacon Bell. I mean, we got Deacon Bell on the line, and here this brother, he went through a situation with his cancer. His faith is so strong until, Dwayne, sometimes people gonna think you arrogant, but it's not that you're arrogant. It's just that you can't tell me God ain't real. When you agree to that, Deacon Bell?
Yes, sir. I was telling somebody exactly what you say, and then I ask people certain things about, you know, like, that I don't understand. I don't understand anxiety, depression, and all these things. And when you ask somebody that, they tend to get like mad or think you're arrogant. But I said, but what I went through before the cancer, even the cancer, my faith is so strong that there's nothing in this world that can shake it. Don't get mad at me because my faith is that strong. I'm trying to get an understanding of, like we were talking today about, missing church. I said, I don't understand when we were talking about a guy that hadn't been at church because he's going through. And I said, why do you miss church when you're going through, but you go to the job and you're going through? Right. You do all this stuff where you're going through, and they're like, well, man, you know what? You may not understand, but how often have you missed church since you start going? I said, I started going in 2001, and I can count maybe 10 times that I missed church and been able-bodied.
Right.
And then when the preacher was preaching today, he made a statement, what God has done for him. And I said, that's the perfect answer, right? But he's done too much for me to not get up and go worship him for 2 hours.
Yes,
but I can go and do all this other stuff.
Right, right. And so, Dwayne, just to, you know, what you're saying, yeah, of course, I was worried about my brother. Not worried to the point, but when I started praying, Dwayne, when I walk in the hospital, you know, because I believe, you know, I have faith. You know, I don't have no popcorn faith. My faith is real strong because I know God is a miracle worker because I've seen it time. My oldest sister, my baby sister, God, she's a 19-year-old cancer survivor. My nephew is a 10-year-old cancer survivor, you know, and so, and then we lost loved ones back to back in my family. When you see God working in your life like that, it's almost hard for you to, you know, sit around here and freak out and that type of stuff. Why? Because your faith is and it's kind of like my young brother was preaching today, kind of like what he was talking about. You got to, you know, when you know who God is and you trust him to the fullest, you know, I ain't talking about people that say they trust him, you know, because he'll put you to the test to see if you really... You know, we make our mouths say a whole lot of stuff, but God will put you to the test. Let me see, you know, do you really have faith? Because he's given us all a little mustard seed of faith. But when your back is really up against the wall, and I always see it like this here, guys, if you're going to practice this organized religion that you practice, you know, why practice it if you don't believe in it? You know, a lot of people say they praying and they doing all of that, but then just like Deacon Bell is sharing, if I'm going through anything, unless it's just causing me where I can't get to the church, but that's gonna be the first place I run to. You know why? Because your strength is at church around others. You know what I'm saying? And so, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we see you guys on the network. Let me see if I can bring this other guy in here real quick. I just scrolled down and found his number. Anthony, you're on the line tonight. Hello, Ant, are you there?
Hey, good evening to you, man. How you doing? Happy New Year,
man,
to you.
Happy New Year's, man. We are excited, man. We got the fella on the line tonight. I don't know if you heard, Ant, my brother was going to be on tonight, but he caught the flu today. And so we'll bring him back next
time. I heard him a little earlier. He's saying he was under the weather and everything. He went out last night for the watch night and came back not feeling well. I understood that. We went out for the watch night. Everything turned out beautiful, man. We was at the Potter's house, and it was a beautiful sermon. Jake's just turned it out again, as usual.
Right.
We just had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And we took communion last night, and, man, I tell you, it was awesome just to what he talked about on last night. But, yeah, no, my brother went shopping yesterday. They was out shopping. he came.
Oh!
It's this bug that's going around. And so this is why I feel like it's important that we men always is getting our health check. You know, I know Deacon Bell is on the line tonight. Let's talk about how important, Deacon Bell, that we, because I'm quite sure, do you still have to do follow-ups, Deacon Bell? I know my sister and my nephew, they have because they blood counts and stuff like that. And this is what I want to encourage men, even more so into this year. Don't work yourself, just keep working yourself, and you get a cold and you take a – find out what's going on with you. You understand what I'm saying? Because, man, it's we got a whole lot of bugs out there. And if you ain't taking your vitamins, if you ain't getting a lot of rest, if you ain't, and me and Dwayne, we work in the school system with – Hun Dwayne, we work in the school system with all the bugs, right?
Yes, sir.
But these kids can come to school. Boy, look at here.
And what you said, Brother Eldridge, I had to go back for like the first 5 years. After that, just do routine checks. After that, I didn't have to go back. I don't have to go back no more. I go up there and visit them and talk to them and stuff. We laugh and we talk. Man, but when I say God completely healed me, and when I told people that was not for me, that was for God, for somebody to see God work through me,
that is what
he told me. So therefore, when the guy, my oncologist was joking with me, he said, man, the only way that cancer is going to come back is if you start drinking or smoking. And we laughed because I never drank and I never smoked. So, when I say completely healed, he completely healed.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's awesome. And to those of you on the network, I see you on the phone lines and on the network. My brother is completely healed. He don't have no brain damage. He just caught the flu, but he ain't nothing wrong with him. And the doctors is amazed because he wasn't supposed to come out like that. And so when you've been healed like that complete, because I don't know his YouTube testimony is out there on YouTube. He tell you in his testimony, they put his body on ice, and man, listen, he's dead for 23 minutes. He ain't supposed to be here. He coded three times. And Dwayne, to attest to what you were saying, because of the faith that we have in God, because our mother taught us faith, and the faith that we have in God, and this is not just for believers neither. We're not talking because you're a Christian and having faith. You ain't got to be a Christian. God honors your faith if you're a Christian or not. You have to believe God, and I believe God. And if I'm going to practice this religion that we all practice, I'm going to believe it. It's like you ask some people, Deacon Bell, you can ask, I'm a Christian, and then you ask them, what does that mean? Most people can't even explain that, but you're practicing because you don't understand. And so we can't be ignorant to things, and this is why when you get in conversation with the Israelites, Deacon Bell and Aunt and Dwayne, I got cornered by these guys over downtown Dallas. Dwayne, I'm downtown in Dallas at the UNT building. And down that way, Dwayne, they have all these Israelites standing at the corner, right?
Yes, they do.
And they always want to, I guess, combat you about the word of God. Well, I'm coming out of McDonald's just to, get some breakfast. So two of them walked up to me, and I just knew for sure they just wanted to talk. And so I spoke to them. And you know what they said, Deacon Bell? One of them looked at me. He said, you must be a preacher. I said, nah. He said, you ain't no preacher? I said, nah. I thought maybe they knew me or something, I said, nah, my young brother is. And now you just look like a preacher. I said, well, what does that look like? And then he was like, well, now you just like a man to God. I said, okay. And he said, well, I was going to really, really talk to you about it. He said, but you just look like you know the Bible. And I just started to laugh, got on in the car. Why? Because, you know, and this ain't no bragging or no made-up story. You know, a lot of times, you know, people get challenged because we are unlearned. And the word ignorance that I'm going to use right here is understanding. If you don't understand the Bible, if you don't understand, you know, you need to get your understanding if you're going to practice. This is somebody on the network. Make sure if you are going to practice whatever religion you practice, make sure you at least understand it. And so when you get in conversation, you ain't not to debate anyone. Don't get in conversation because it's not about a debate. God is God no matter what. Every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess at the end of the day. But you don't have to get in those kind of bait, but you got to know for sure that Jesus Christ, I can say it on this network, it's Jesus, it's going to be Jesus at the end of the day. And so know that. Know that he is the Kingsman Redeemer. Know that. And you don't have to, you know, quote a lot of Bible scripture. You don't even have to talk about it. You know that Jesus Christ, he was sent for all of us. And so at the end of the day, them brothers looked at me, and I started trying to start witnessing it, I said, well, man, tell me what St. John 3:16 mean to you. Oh, that's all right, black man. Now I became a black man. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, because a lot of times they don't want to get in. They want to catch those, and this is why it's important that you do your Bible study and this you get in your word. Because most people, they get in debates because they recognize you. If you're not a student in the Word of God, then they want to start. When you agree, Deacon Bell, they want to start debating you, you know. Yes, and then that's where they'll catch you up because, you know, they'll change scripture on you. Because I always tell people, quoting scripture, you know, to me, quoting scripture, you know, become heresy if you don't rightly divide it. You know, a lot of people quote scripture. But you can quote it all day long if you don't know how to rightly divide it. You got to know what you're talking about if you're going to quote it, else it become heresy. Because everybody, we're not all monolithic, so we don't all think alike. And so one of the things that we must do as a believer, as the body of Christ, as the church, you know, you got to stay in that word and understand what you are reading and what, you know, what scripture mean, what it meant back in that day and what it means to in this day. We live in the 2023. Right. I live in the T.D. Jakes era. I don't live in the Paul era. I understand the metaphors of Paul.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I get his metaphors. I understand all of that. But I live in the 2023 era. You know, I mean, how do that help me in this day? Why? Because and the reason why I share that, Deacon Bell, when a lot of people are talking about a lot of the people in the Bible, they're explaining it like if God doesn't stop doing everything he's done, he only did it through them. And God is still speaking in the land today. God is still, my brother's a testimony. My brother talked about in his video being a modern day Lazarus because God raised Lazarus. I say, well, is there a book coming?
Right.
Because you read in the book that God raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, you don't have to use that story no more. Why? Because he raised you from the dead. Why? Because God want to use your mouthpiece to speak in the land in 2023. And so instead of you referring to Lazarus, refer to yourself because you are a testimony. Now, all you need to do is put it in the book. If they got room in the Bible, try to put it in there. You understand what I'm saying?
And you know what, Brother Elders?
Mm-hmm.
I use that same thing with Job, how Satan asked God, could he test him twice? When I went to jail and I prayed to the light, and Satan seen that didn't work. So he said, I guarantee you, if you touch his body, he will curse you out. And that didn't work. So even when I teach the lesson, I say, remove this from that and now put your name in here. Because this is referring to us. It happened back then, but it's happening right today.
Yes. Yeah, because God is still, and listen, I understand the method of God change, but his word don't change. Let me make that clear.
Right.
I understand
right.
the word of God
right.
never change. His word is for yesterday and today and forever. But the methodology of God changes. And so this is why a lot of people have got caught up and not understanding. We're living in the 2020. We're living in different times that we ain't even seen. I'm 61. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
so it's got to make sense and be relevant. Because listen, if Dwayne was saying, I handled it very well. Well, yeah. Why? Because I understand the faith in God. Why? Because I know his word say his word going to be made flesh. And so I know I'm going to get tested and tried. You understand what I'm saying? We all that's believers is going to get tested and tried. That's part of our belief. That's part of if we're Christian. You're not going to be able to get through this walk of life without going through some type of storm, without going through some.
Right.
The more you trust God. Because look what God did for all of us and those of you on the network all around the globe. We went through 2.5 years of a pandemic, and God shut the whole world down. He didn't shut half of it down. He made a statement that I'm in control. And if nobody get out of that, I don't know what else to tell you. God proved to everybody that I can. So, no, you not me. I'm me. It ain't about what you say. It's about what I say. I got the last say so. You can preach as long as you want to. You can do Bible study every night of the week if you want to. You can do all of that. But at the end of the day, it's what I say, not what you say. And until we realize God is God, because a lot of us have made others our gods. You understand what I'm saying? We done made certain churches our gods. Certain personalities have became our gods. We done let a lot of us in Christendom today. We have so many other gods that we're listening to, and we're missing God in this hour. So as we bark into 2023, which we are in now, make sure you get rid of all of those little bitty gods and go back to the original God. How do you do that? You do it through prayer. You're going to have to – the body of Christ got to get back to praying. You got to get back to prayer because prayer is part of the church. And so – if you're not praying, you're not going to really get direction. And so, and when I talk about the body of Christ, let me explain what I'm saying. I'm not talking about individual prayer neither, because there's a such thing as individual prayer where you may pray and I may pray. No, I'm talking about the church body as a whole. We, you know, the church body as a whole have to pray because Revelation have told us, the word of God have told us, they're coming against the church. You know, things are coming against the body of Christ, the whole body of church. That's why the body have to pray. Why? Because they're coming against the doctrine. They're coming in what we believe. Some people are taken down in what they believe. You know, Dwayne, I know you're a YouTube guy. Did you see the video that John Gray put out, him and his wife?
No.
You haven't seen that video? I'm going to send you that link. I want you to sit there and watch that, and then I want you to tell me, you know, why? Because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of us are being challenged in this last day, but Scripture already told us this was going to happen. What, you know, I can't believe a lot of people are shocked about what's going on. If you know your Bible, everything that's happening, he already told you it was. His word is not going to lie. You ain't going to make God. You may make me out of a lie. You understand what I'm saying? But you ain't going to make God out of a lie. And so if you don't really know that down in your gut, you'll follow every wing and everybody that, you know, and you'll be all over the place. And a double-minded person is everywhere. You know, 1 minute you're on this side, and the next minute you're on that side. You believe what this person say. No, you got to be solid and grounded and know in what you believe and who you believe. You know, and understand. I understand the Bible is written culturally. That's why I talk culturally. I'm a black man. You understand what I'm saying? And so for me to see myself in the Bible, I have to relate to the character that's in the Bible, which was a people of color. And so this is why I don't deem that part of the Bible down neither, because I don't relate to other ethnicities. You understand what I'm saying? I may hear them, but when I get up in the morning, I see, you know, I've been colored by nature's sun. And I do know all of that goes along with that. But then the Jesus that I serve, he was colored by nature's son. So we can put that together, and we'll get into this. In this year, Dwayne, I know you got a guy you want me to meet, you know. And this year we're going to bring on some different scholars and men to come on, because we've been in this race relation when it comes to the body of Christ. Should we? Is Jesus black? We're going to get into a lot of these conversations this year. Why? Because I got people who want to talk about it. It's just a conversation of understanding. you know, if we'd have followed the Martin Luther Kings and their teachings, we got to understand what these historical people were saying to us about understanding the religion that we're practicing. A lot of us don't get it. And we're debating each other, and we everybody's saying this and saying that. Why? Because we're ignorant, because we are unlearned, and we don't understand. And that's, I'm not saying you are ignorant. I'm saying we are ignorant because we don't really understand. And I think it was Paul said it this way, out of all thy getting, get understanding. Why did he tell you that? Because, see, Paul spoke five different languages. You understand what I'm saying? Paul walking the boardroom is just cold switch on you. You know what I'm saying? He might talk this way 1 minute and talk another way. And so when you hear me come on the show and I'm talking this way because I know how to code switch, but I know who I am in God. You understand what I'm saying? And so, fellas on the network tonight, man, is it the new year? Well, you know, the show had to go this way. Mandy done checked out. She done left the studio. The show went this way because we did have my oldest brother. We had him lined it up on the network to give his testimony, ladies and gentlemen. And so they ain't hung up on the lines yet, guys. I had to slow down to find y'all numbers. You know. And so next time y'all call in, hit option one, and I'll be able to come right to you. But, man, happy New Year's to each and every one of y'all. And listen, who has some black eyed peas today? You know, man, they don't believe that's a – yeah, who had black eyed peas today?
I had black eyed pea salad today.
Man, what? I ain't never heard of that.
A black-eyed pea salad.
Where you from? Louisiana or somewhere?
A black-eyed pea salad is made with black-eyed peas. You get you some Tostita chips, and you get Motel sauce and cheese.
You can keep that, man.
Hey, man. Say, man, you eat this.
Don't even worry about sharing that recipe.
Deacon Vail,
I'm not going to eat it. I'm not eating it. I'm not going to even try.
My wife don't like. She real thick and funny about her stuff, but my wife loves that thing right there, man. And she don't even eat black eyed peas. My wife don't even eat black eyed peas.
I ain't gonna eat it, man. I'm not eating.
Okay.
I'm not gonna even try.
My sister make it, man. My sister make it. She make a great black eyed pea salad, man. It's just,
I mean, I don't care who make it.
It is the bomb.
Black eyed pea salad, huh? Boy, I tell you. Dwayne, you have some black eyed peas today? Cause you know
I went to Louis after church.
You went to Louis over there in Frisco?
No, I went to the one on Midway.
Okay. I heard y'all had an awesome guy out there last night at the North Dallas Church.
Had an awesome lady this morning, Prophetess Calloway. We had a lot going on last couple of weeks with Brother Travis and then Bishop Brady.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sick.
They back now, right? They back, right?
They came back yesterday, last night.
Okay. We heard about that for sure.
And I didn't know it. Until you told me. I saw they were running off the stage, but I didn't know passed out.
Bishop Jake told us. Bishop Jake made an announcement.
Even with your brother, the last time I spoke to him was for your mother's funeral, for the wake. He seemed so fit, healthy, and, you know, we had a good conversation. And then to hear that he was, I was like, wow. You know, he didn't look like sick to me. But we never know the time nor the hour when sickness or death is going to come on. And he, you know, for the wedding, he looked good. You know, he looked like he's healed.
No, he don't look like he is. He is healed. It ain't a look to it. He's completely healed. You know, and the reason why I specified like that, Dwayne, because – you just see it. You know, it's not about what you look, it's your faith. He's completely healed. You know, he don't have no, of course his body, you know, body is dirt. And so, of course, he got to do the human stuff of going back to the doctor and making sure he do his follow-up, just like Deacon Bell. Deacon Bell don't have to go back no more. You understand what I'm saying? My nephew does it. My sister, she do. She just do it just for the sake of, because I guess when you don't have those traumas, you want to make sure you always. And this is why we want to compel men, especially in the African-American community. This is why we, because do you know, it's a high number. 65% of African-American men, cholesterol is high. You understand what I'm saying? 73% of African-American men over the Caucasian and Hispanic community, it was 73% when I checked last year, that blood pressure is high. We walk around all day long with high blood pressure. Most of us don't even know it because we don't check our blood pressure. You know, we wake up with a headache, and, well, oh, man, I just got a headache. And ain't never stopped to check your blood pressure. Blood pressure is sky high. That's why they call it a cycle. My brother's blood pressure was high. You understand what I'm saying? And we're going to let him give his testimony. At the end of the day, you need to check your blood pressure, fellas. And not on this phone line, on the network, in the African-American community, you know, diabetes is high. Kidney failure. It is an alarming rate in our community. And it ain't, you know, and let's get out of this stigma, because we ain't got the best hospital. We got the number one county hospital in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, which is called Parkland Hospital. Parkland fine if you got a toenail growing out your butt at the end of the day. Parkland gonna find everything that's wrong with you. Why? Because we had a county commissioner, John Wiley. These guys work to make sure Parkland is one of the number one hospitals that it is today. And we as African American men, we don't go to the doctor till we can't help it. We only go when we can't help it. Me and Mr. Dwayne on this line, we had a real good mentor of ours, a friend of ours. He just went home and sat down and died, didn't he, Dwayne? Worked with him for years. Yeah. Taught me a whole lot that I knew. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he looked healthy. Didn't Mr. Senior look healthy, Dwayne?
He was caught. He was, I don't know, he was one of those, them old time African-American men who won't miss a day from work. You know,
died
work to his death.
Because Mr. Senior, Dwayne, I worked with this guy over, how many years we worked with him? About 20-some years? I don't never know a day he was sick. I ain't never know Mr. Senior to be sick. Ever. You know what I'm saying? And if you were sick, he looking at you like you crazy. Fred Bell, this guy, this old man, this guy, he wasn't a big guy, but he'll work you up on the bus. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so what am I sharing tonight on this network? Because you guys are around the domino table, and this is a men's show, and we got about 7 more minutes. We're going to end the show. This year, like Fred Bell was saying in his segment, what resolution are you making that you're going to break, that you broke 2 years ago and the year after that? You keep saying, I'm going to do better. I'm going to go to the doctor. No, don't say it. Do it. Make sure you go get you a choice, especially at our age. What are we all in our 60s, right? Except for Fred Bell. You know, listen, men, go to the doctor. You know, start this year out of going to get checked out. You know, make sure you get yourself checked out. But, you know, because life is so uncertain. None of us know the day the Son of Man coming for. I mean, even when Scripture talk about that, a lot of people think that means that Christ is going to hit the skies and come back. No, you don't know the day he's coming back for you. You know what I'm saying? No man knows that when he's coming back, so you got to be ready. But at the end of the day, how do you get ready in your physical body? You know, if you feeling certain pains, and, you know, I had my hands checked out, Dwayne, because my hands was hurting one while. You know, this has been about a year ago now. My hands was hurting a while, and so they started asking me, you know, what type of work I do, and I began explaining. They said, "Oh, that's why." They've been doing tests to make sure that not arthritis. Come to find out, it's not arthritis, and so they said, "Well, if you feel it again, just take some Tylenol." Well, it just went away. Why? I think that's because me and men start exercising, and I think it's very, very important that you men exercise. That if you're around the house, get you a weight bar. You know, do you some stretches. You know. Dwayne, you remember when I worked for Centos, we had to do every morning, we had to do 15 to 20 minutes of exercise. And it is very, very important that you, you know, because as you get older, you start getting stiff. And, you know, gather set up, authorize a set up, weather get cold. Anthony has been in an accident. Anthony, do you still, from your accident, do it get cold? Do you still be bothered with a lot of that pain, cold outside?
Not as bad, but I have noticed, you know, certain areas that I was involved with the accident, you know, like my right foot, it was crushed. So sometimes it aches on me.
So that is
a true fact, you know, that cold weather gets in between your bones like that and can kind of make them ache.
Right. And so this year we're going to be on your men. Like I said, we got different men doctors. I talked to this man doctor from Louisiana. Great guy. Oh, boy, look at here. He talking about me making this kind of soup. We call it cow chip tea, but he got another soup. He gave me the remedy for it. Trust me, it worked. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, man, you take a little of that soup, because I always thought chicken noodle soup had some healing in it, too. I don't know what it is in chicken noodle soup, but I don't care when you take it, sick or not, you start feeling better. Well, you know, this brother down there, this doctor down there, you know, you pour a little of that broth in there, boy, it'll help you out. You know, so ladies and gentlemen on the network tonight, this is the E-Man After Show. My other co-host, you know, bless her heart, she can't hang sometimes. She'd be like, when y'all fellas get on the line, I'm leaving the mic. And so, Mandy and I are up out of here. Thank God we're in the same studio now. We ain't got to do a lot of running around now. And so, to all of you that's on the network tonight, people are beginning to hang up. Yeah, they recognize it. We'll come back next Sunday night. We will have, hopefully, my brother be back next Sunday night to give his testimony. And those of you on the network, we see you there on the network. Make sure you come back next Sunday night. The Sunday night after next, we are rescheduling and have him back. And we have a lot of great lineup for this year. You guys are going, we're going to have a lot of, Dwayne, I got one of your good friends going to join us this year. Several of your good friends is going to join us this year. They're coming to the E-Man After Show. It's going to, when we talk about Chris Howes and the G. Craig Lewis, all of these guys will be on the E-Man After Show. We're bringing them for conversation. We want to get into some great conversation this year. And so, ladies and gentlemen, to Anthony and to Dwayne and to Mr. Fred Bell, I want to thank you guys for always joining me here. To Mr. T. Smiley. Mr. T. Smiley, guys, getting married in a couple of weeks. He's getting ready for his wedding. Shout out to you, Mr. T. Smiley. Shout out to Mr. King. Mr. Vincent King, we want to shout out to you tonight, sir. We want to shout out to you. Look like that's the pastor. Listen, I don't want to start calling names because I don't know nobody's numbers. We want to thank all of you guys that join us every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. Come back next Sunday night. We're into the new year. It is my pastor preached last night, you know, being a steward over this this year. You know, you want to be a good steward over the year that God have afforded you. In this year, what are you going to do with this year? Are you going to waste this year like you did last year? Give God something back. You know, if he gave you 5, you need to give him back 10. If he gave you 4, you need to give him back 8. Give God something back this year. Why? Because he has blessed you. And as Bishop Jake said on last night, he said, God going to give you one more year as he going to ding around and he going to dung around it. That means he going to tear up the paddle ground. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because he's expecting something back. And so this year, we want to give you some here on the E-Man After Show. We're going to come. Let me see here. The time ticker is going off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get ready to end this show because the time ticker is going off. Well, men, I want to thank y'all for joining me tonight. Appreciate you. And join us back next Sunday night. Well, I don't know where my host went tonight, so I'm going to. Dwayne, let me see if you know this here, Dwayne. Let's think big, sir. You've been listening to this. Help me out, Dwayne. Yeah. You know, B.I.G., because I believe in God.
And God believes in you.
And we are all living proof. There you go, Dwayne. Until next
time. I've been around a whole year. Yeah, I should know it.
Well, I appreciate
Send
you, man.
Yes,
sir. I will. I do that. Well, Aunt, man, you work tomorrow, Aunt? Y'all don't seem like y'all have off. You work tomorrow, Aunt?
Yeah, we work. Yeah, I'll be working tomorrow.
All right, man. Well, you be safe out there, man. Get to the doctor this year, Mr. Fred Bell.
Yeah, I got a doctor appointment on the 3rd, so I do have. I'm going to it on Tuesday. I'll be at the doctor Tuesday.
Well, that's
amen.
Good. That's good. Fred Bell, what's yes. Pittsburgh Steelers doing right now?
We won the game. The game off. We won. We scored a touchdown like 6 seconds left.
Okay.
Yeah, they did that. I was going to rub it in to them at first when they was losing. I said, uh-oh. I'm glad I kept my mouth closed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about them Cowboys? Fred, you see
them? They're going to lose
Bell?
In the first round. They're going to lose in the first round.
How about them Cowboys?
Okay, I got
$50. Okay.
You want to bet $50?
I lost
$50
last week against that Eagle game. I ain't betting no more on no other team but mine.
I'm gonna have Deacon Bell come over here on that Cowboy day with we're gonna have Black Eyed Peas out.
Nah, well, I come over, but I'm not eating.
Yeah, we gotta do it for the Super Bowl, man. Let's go to the Super Bowl this year. Yeah. If the Cowboys make it, we need to go to the Super Bowl.
Cowboys being there. Well,
guess what? Y'all won't be going then.
you gotta have more faith, man.
Yeah. There you go, hating on the Cowboys again.
You got to have more faith in the Cowboys, bro.
That's all right.
I
look better than them Steelers.
If you look at the game, y'all know the Cowboys are not that good. Y'all let Gardner Minshew, they scored 38 points on y'all. So look at the game. Now, they playing good when they play teams, but you got to look at the game. They're not that good.
So
he's going to be y'all down.
So what you're saying, we lost, we won last week because they didn't have their star quarterback.
Basically, yeah, y'all did because y'all still should have lost the game.
Well,
you saying the Saints won against them
okay.
too?
You know what? Go talk all it. Y'all do y'all do the same thing every year. Y'all talk. Y'all ain't won. 25 years. Y'all been doing the same thing. Biggest thing y'all had her when they last won a Super Bowl.
Right.
A head pool.
Yes. Yeah. We admit it's been a minute. And I think we might have to get rid of our quarterback for us to do it. I mean, I hate to put the brother down like that, but we can't keep throwing no interceptions like we're doing. We're not winning no games like that.
Well, Fred, I got a high $50.
Last minute on the way out, you throw interceptions.
Man, ain't losing no $50 no more. I lost my $50 on that game. I like it. Never again.
Yeah.
well, our Cowboys are doing good. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all. I really don't. I mean, it's the typical Cowboys to me. You know, I ain't gonna be jelly.
Well,
I pull for them every year, and they let me down every year. And so I'm gonna be Cowboys for life, though.
I pull for them every year. Cowboys for life. They let me down too. We just gotta keep hope alive.
Well, see, my expectations now is not to expect it. If they do, cool. If they don't, you know, because see, one thing about you could set an expectation. If you ain't expecting it, you know what I'm saying.
So
my expectation is not for them to win, but if they do, I'll be good. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree 100% with you with that. I can take that. My expectations is pretty much the same way. If they win, cool. If they don't, well, that's what we kind of expect. That, you know, it's a chance we might not.
Well,
I don't put my hopes way up there like, we got this. We're going to win.
Right.
We're going to win. We got the Super Bowl. Then ain't nothing going to stop us. No.
Right. Well, you know what, Fred? Deacon Bell, I didn't know Franco
Harris
passed. I didn't know Franco Harris passed.
Yeah.
He was just getting ready to go into the Ring of Honor, right?
No, he was already, you know, he'd been in the Hall of Fame. And they were going to retire his jersey at that game that Thursday. Man, he got that Tuesday.
Wasn't
sick, wasn't nothing. But, you know, these days you ain't got to be sick to die.
Right. True.
Exactly.
True that. Uh-huh. What about TCU?
Y'all was just saying, no one knows. The time of day to come back for you.
Yeah, right. You got to be ready.
Exactly.
You got to be ready.
Pittsburgh.
What about TCU? TCU, they play in the championship. What do you think about
Aveman?
TCU? Mm-hmm.
I was in the game. The TCU game was good, but then I looked at Georgia and Ohio State, and I looked at that. TCU can't be neither one of them teams. Any one of them teams who would have won that, who have won that game, they're going to win the national championship. I guarantee you.
Mm.
Ohio should have won.
They should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, man, Michigan made so many mistakes in that game. They get on a one-yard line, don't score. They catch a ball. He really was in the end zone. Referee said he wasn't. They get the ball on the one. They fumble the next play. They throw they throw a screen, like a screen pass. TCU running like 80 yards for a touchdown. Bad time. I said, man, they didn't want to win that game.
Right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the network.
Yes, games come on tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Who play tomorrow?
USC.
USC
and Tulsa play tomorrow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's another game on, too.
Okay. Mm. Well, yeah, that's New Year's Day games, right? Well, I know I'll be sitting in front of the two. Well, guys, well, man, we want to appreciate y'all. We want to thank you guys for listening on tonight. And people are hanging up. They're getting on off the line tonight. They ain't got nowhere to go tomorrow. Ant's about the only one going to work tomorrow. And your company ain't shut down. Unbelievable.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Those of you got to go out to work tomorrow, we do understand. Those of you on the network, we want to appreciate you. Come back next Sunday night for the E-Man After Show. Join We Talk Radio Network every day of the week. We have something for you over here every day of the week. Well, guys, I get to shut it down on Sunday night. I appreciate you guys coming around the domino table. We got a lot of great, awesome shows coming up. And we just going to make it do what it do for 2020. We're going to be free in 2023, guys. You know, make sure you get yourself checked out. Make sure you go get yourself checked out. Deacon Smith, you going over to the doctor office on Tuesday, man.
I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, I appreciate you guys tonight. I'm going to get on up out of here. 6 minutes over. I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. And so we already did a disclaimer for tonight. We already closed out. So you guys have a blessed, productive week, you know, and make sure, you know, you keep God first. We in the 2023. Happy New Year. Good night, everybody.
Later.
I remember when sin was sin. And I remember when wrong was wrong. And I remember when we all fell short. And got back up, much quicker than the fall.